Today we're going to begin Maseches Shabbos on the Amud Yomi cycle. So we are going to discuss, obviously the Masechta discusses everything related to Hilchos Shabbos. The first paragraph is going to talk about specifically the Malacha of Hotza'ah on Shabbos and things that you're not allowed to do on Erev Shabbos because they might lead to Hilchos Shabbos and things that you're allowed to begin doing on Erev Shabbos even though that Malacha might extend into Shabbos. So those are essentially the three topics that the first Perek is going to deal with. So let's start with Hotza'ah because that's what the Mishnah starts with. One of the Malachos that are asked to do on Shabbos, one of the 39 Malachos is the Isra Hotza'ah Mirashos L'Rashos. It's derived from the Pasuk in the Torah by when the Jewish people donate to the Mishkan by Tzav Moshe Vaya Aviru Kol Bamachan Elemar Ish V'Isha Al Yasu Od Malacha L'Trumas HaKodesh, that they shouldn't bring any more Truma from their homes to, which is Rashos Yachid, to the place where Moshe is, which is the Machna Leviya, which has the status of a Rishus Rabin. So Misvara, we learn that the same would be true in the opposite direction, that you shouldn't bring from Rishus Rabin to Rishus Yachid either, and if a person violates Hotzah and Shabbos from one Rishus to the other, it's like doing any other Malacha that's also on Shabbos. If you do it B'Shogi, Yichayev Chatzis. If you do it B'Mezid, Yichayev Kares. And if you do it with Edom and Asra'ah, then Yichayev Skila, Mida Oraisa, someone who's Motzi Mirishus Rishus, is not chayiv unless he does a full malacha, meaning he picks up the object in one rishus where it is, he transfers it to the other rishus, and he places it down in that other rishus. But if he does only an akira and not a hanacha, he only lifts it up but does not place it down, or only a hanacha and not an akira, or even if he transferred the object from to another rishus, he's not chayiv min haTorah unless he did the akira, the transferring, and the hanacha. Nevertheless, midrash and you're not allowed to do any of it. So our Mishnah is going to discuss the situations that's awesome in a Torah to be motzim rishus yachid rishus rabin and rishus amzer rishus yachid, and those situations that are only aser midrabban. And all we're going to do today is the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, yitzios haShabbos, being motzi from one rishus to another on Shabbos, shtayim shehin arba. There are two that are min a Torah, two types of yitzios that are awesome in a Torah, where when you count in the drabbanans, it turns out to be four. Bifnim, and that's in the Rishus HaYachid, for those who are standing in the Rishus HaYachid. So for the guy standing in the Rishus HaYachid, there are two types of Hotza'ah that he can do. That would be a violation of a Doraisa, and another two that would be a violation of a Drabanan. Ushtayim Shein Arba, Mi Bachutz, Bachutz. And it would also be for the guy standing on the outside. And in the Rishus HaRabin, there are two ways that he could violate the Yisrael Doraisa, and four that he can violate in total. So says Gemara Ketzad, how does one violate the Yisrael Doraisa of Hotza'ah? So Ha'ani Omid Bachutz. If let's say, we just give an example of an Ani, of a poor man, but it doesn't have to be a poor man. It's just typically someone is coming to your door and you're going to give something to him out the door. It's normally because, not normally, but it typically could be because he is a poor person and you're bringing him food or something. So the Ani is standing on the outside in the Rosh Hashanah, Balabayis Bifnim, and the Balabayis is standing inside in the Rosh Hashanah. Pasha ta'ani es yadol ufnim, v'nasan l'toch yadol shel balabayis. If the ani sticks his hand into, with an object in his hand, into the house, and he puts that object into the balabayis' hand, meaning the ani did everything. He did the entire malacha of hachnasa, of ring from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. He picked up the item in the Rosh Hashanah, he placed it down in the Rosh Hashanah. Oh, or another possibility, shenatal mitocha vahotzi. The ani sticks his empty hand into the Rosh Hashanah, takes an object from the Balabayas' hand and brings it out into the Rosh Hashanah and places it down there. So he alone did a full malacha of Hotza'ah, that he did an Akira, Hanacha, transference of Rosh Hashanah. So in that case, Ha'ani Chayev, the Ani is Chayev of Karban Chatos, that is a violation of Hotza'ah on the Dor Reitzel level. The Balabayas Pater, the Balabayas didn't do anything because the Ani did the whole job, so the Balabayas is not Pater, is not chayiv at all, he's totally patur. So those are the shtayim for mibachutz, the two ways that a person can violate this daraisa if he's standing on the outside. Pashat balabayis, if the balabayis takes something in his hand and sticks his hand out and puts it down into the hand of the ani, oh shenatal mitocha vihichnis, or he takes something out of the, he sticks his empty hand out, takes something out of the hand of the ani, brings it back in and places it down. So in both of those circumstances, balavayis chayiv ani patur. The balavayis is going to be chayiv melachador raisa, and the ani is going to be patur. So again, what do we see? Now we see that there are two ways to violate this adar raisa for the guy who's standing on the inside, for the balavayis. Now the Mishnah is going to explain how one violates hotza midirabanan. Pashat ha'ani es yado, the ani lifnim, the ani sticks his hand inside, but instead of placing down the object that he had, binatal bal habayis, the bal mitocha, the bal habayis takes the item out of the ani's hand, so the ani did the akira, he lifted it up in the Rishus Rabim, but the bal habayis is the one that put it down in the Rishus Yachid. Oh, shenasan litocha, or the ani sticks his hand inside when it's empty, and the bal habayis puts something in the ani's hand while it's in the Rishus Yachid, bahotzi, and then the ani brings it out and puts it down, shneim paturim, they're both going to be patur, because neither of them did the entire malacha. One of them did the akira, the other one did the hanacha. Pashat balabayis es yado lechutz, if the balabayis sticks his hand out, v'natal ani mitocha, and the ani takes the object from his hand and puts it in the Rishus Rabin, so the balabayis was oker from the Rishus Yachid, the ani did the hanacha in the Rishus Rabin. Oh, shenasa l'tocha, or the balabayis sticks his empty hand into the Rosh Hasharabim, and the ani puts the object into the balabayis' hand, the hichnis, and then the balabayis brings his hand into the Rosh Hashiachin and puts it down. So the ani did the akira from the Rosh Hasharabim, the balabayis did the hanacha in the Rosh Hashiachin. Once again, shnei and paturim, they're both going to be patur because they didn't do a complete malacha. One guy did the akira, the other one did the hanacha, but they violated nisa drabanan by doing one or the other, by doing the akira alone or by doing the hanacha alone. So there are four ways that are asur midivrei chachamim. Two for the ani and two for the balabayis, and together with the four ways that are asur midaraisa, so it turns out that there are eight ways total to be in violation of an avera over here, and that's the shtayim shein arba for the guy standing b'tzim, and shtayim shein arba for the guy standing b'chutz. So that's the explanation of that first line of Mishnah. So Be'ez Hashem, next time, we'll pick up at the Gemara on the very bottom line of Daf Beis Amud Aleph.